es un podcast de Ibero 90.9. Las palabras pertenecen al aire. Y el viento no tiene por qué llevárselas. Con la llegada de los podcasts, la radio vive otra oportunidad. Esto es Segundo Aire. Conversaciones que el aire nos trajo, pero el viento no se pudo llevar. Todos los jueves, encuentra un nuevo episodio con lo mejor de la propuesta cultural y musical de Ibero 90.9.
Después de 10 años de carrera, The Beaches, originarias de Toronto, Canadá, por fin visitaron la Ciudad de México, una de las capitales musicales del mundo. Con el pretexto de su presentación en el Festival Corona Capital 2024, visitaron la cabina A de Ibero 90.9. Ellas platicaron con Aldebarán Abraham, Nat Zamora y Ferul Ruchúa en Otra Vez Las 9, el programa que de lunes a jueves, en punto de las 9, refresca los oídos de esta ciudad. Sobre cómo las malas experiencias amorosas se convierten en canciones, la importancia de los amigos en momentos complicados y cómo influye en un show el caminar por la ciudad donde te vas a presentar, a continuación, en este Segundo Aire.
Denle la bienvenida a The Beaches. The Beaches, welcome to Ibero 90.9 FM. How are you?
We're good, how are you?
Great for having you here, for the opportunity to talk to you before the show that is going to happen this weekend at the Corona Capital. Are you excited for this first presentation in Mexico?
Very, very
We're
excited.
We're so stoked.
Yeah, we've ran into a couple of fans that are going to be at the show just around the city, and everyone's very excited.
When you arrived?
We came on Monday. We came a couple days early just to explore the city a bit and try some restaurants, and we heard amazing things, so we had to come early to experience it.
Great. Do you have any places you would like to visit during your stay here?
Well, we have this little list going for all these restaurants, and we've checked off a bunch of them off the list.
Yeah, Kylie, got any you can name?
Jordan just got here.
She hasn't been actually adventuring with us.
No, she decided not to. But we. Yes. Went to Hugo, we went to a restaurant called Bardo, we went to Entremar. We had some amazing tacos, and the coffee here is so good. So
we wanted to maybe try the Lucha Libre, the wrestling.
Of course, you have to.
We might have that on Saturday.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's
and amazing. Then we'll visit the festival, obviously, too. So, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Would you say that doing all this stuff in every city that you play changed the way that you perform on stage
or connect with the
crowd, or it's always the same? What can you tell us about?
Well, I think like we've been able to, you know, explore a bit and get to know the people who live here, and you can just feel how excited they are for us to play. So I think that'll change it, and that we'll just give our best performance possible and just try to engage with everyone who hasn't had a chance to see us yet. So yeah, we're just gonna have as much fun as we can.
That's amazing. And how are you preparing for this festival concert? I imagine it's very different, preparing a set list and everything for a more like intimate venue compared to one of the biggest festivals in the city.
Of course, yeah. I think festivals can be a bit different because sometimes, you know, not everyone is there to see you as opposed to at your own headlining show. So, you know, you want to throw in as many of the hits as possible so that you can draw people in and, you know, keep it exciting. But then if it's your own headlining show, you might do some more deep cut songs that, you know, not everyone would know, kind of thing. But either way, it's going to be a fun set.
I think we're prepping by drinking a lot of Coronas.
Yep. For the Corona Capital Festival.
Amazing.
Before you, know that you are going to be in the festival, did you know about the festival? Did you know something about Corona Capital?
Of course. We've had a bunch of friends who've played it or wanted to play it, and it's been like a bucket list festival for us to play, and we've always wanted to come and play Mexico, and to have this opportunity is so amazing. So we hope to connect with a lot of fans and come back and maybe do some of our own headlining shows here.
Yeah, I think that is the next step,
yeah,
of course.
For sure.
I just want to know why it took you so long after all these years you guys playing together.
Why we've been a band for so long?
Yeah, but a band for so long, and why it took you so long to play here in Mexico.
Oh, to come here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great question. I mean,
our music kind of didn't cross borders until this last album. We've been, like, kind of a biggish band in Canada where we're from for like a decade, but it wasn't until Blame Brett went viral on TikTok that we kind of found ourselves with new audiences and new opportunities. So we started seeing a lot of listeners from Mexico and a lot of people commenting, come to Mexico.
Yep.
So here we are.
Here we are.
Thank you.
We also have a lot of really good international support that we didn't have a while ago. So now we have like, you know, agents here, and we have like
liaisons.
Our amazing help at AWOL to help us like bring us here and like come to all these radio stations and stuff. So it just makes sense now. But we've always wanted to come. So this is a dream for us. We mm-hmm. can't wait to play.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see you this Friday. And as a girl in her 20s, I can relate a lot to your lyrics, which usually deal with themes like relationships and city life and taking back your power. So I have a favorite song, which is What Doesn't Kill You Makes You Paranoid, which really hits home. Mm-hmm. So what's the story behind this song?
Thank you so much. Well, I wrote it. I think that's sort of like where I was like really at the lowest point after my breakup with Brett. Mm. And I found myself going to a lot of sort of binge drinking and crying in front of complete strangers and then waking up. Yeah.
And you get the flashbacks.
And then you get the flashbacks the next morning and you're like, oh no, what did I do? How embarrassing was that?
The anxiety.
The anxiety. I found like I really didn't really experience anxiety that way until after I'd experienced heartbreak when I was like going and doing this again and again. And yeah, it's sort of like the dramatic low point where I just sort of needed to write a song about that experience.
Yeah, when you need to build yourself and reconnect with yourself again, mm-hmm. with your new life. And what piece of advice would you give to someone who's going through a heartbreak right now?
Gosh, that's such a good question. And I think all of us have experienced heartbreak and deal with it in a different way. I felt, you know, I sort of leaned into my art. When I was experiencing it, I'm kind of like a shy and quiet person, and I don't really talk about my feelings. So writing my feelings into my songs was sort of my way of telling my bandmates about what I was experiencing, because they're my best friends. So I liked having like lots of alone time. I listened to a lot of podcasts about strong women. There's one about Jessica Simpson that really got me through a tough time.
Love that.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
But yeah, everyone's different. Like, I feel like, Leandra, you like leaned on your friends quite a bit.
Yeah. I'm going through my heartbreak right now, and I've really been leaning on my friends. I surround myself with really good people who help me heal, and it's a long journey that takes just day by day. It's very cheesy, but having the strong support system.
And would you say that being a rock star also helped in that process?
You would think so.
Well,
you would think so, but that's kind of what our new song Jocelyn is about, because we released Blame Brett. And I think as Blame Brett was starting to become really big, my ex was also in a band, and he was playing a show in Los Angeles. And all I wanted to do was like go see him and stalk him.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking like, this is so, like, I feel like such a fraud, because here I am like sort of espousing all of like this, I'm okay, I'm over him. Well,
but
I'm
really
not.
Yeah.
And and that's sort of like when like the beginnings of Jocelyn sort of started noodling in my brain. Where I was like, oh, this is a really interesting juxtaposition.
Yeah,
it is.
So it can and it can't.
And also, the other song, Takes One to Know One, is also see ourselves, right? Our guilty in the relationship.
Yeah.
Because blaming my ex is one of, you do terrible things maybe. Mm-hmm. But after a while, you also think about what you did.
Yeah, relationships are mirrors.
Oh, there's a pattern, obviously. So yeah, Takes One to Know One is kind of about like looking at that and kind of just looking at your own sort of like
accountability.
Like, that's the word I was looking for. Accountability.
It's a fun song.
It's a fun song.
Oh, thank you.
So, well, we have been talking a lot, but let's listen one more song from the Beaches. Which one would you like to present for our audience here? It's morning. Maybe not everyone knows the songs of the Beaches. So, which will you choose?
Let's go with Edge of the Earth.
Yeah.
Edge of the Air. Why are you choosing this song?
I wrote it about my ex-girlfriend when I was having a tough time with her right before we broke up. But even in the hard times, it's like you'll still go to the edge of the earth for each other. So I think at the end of the day, there's a light at the end of that tunnel. So when you're having a hard time, I don't know, it just gives you a bright little support.
It's a fun song.
Friends save your life.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
Bueno, vamos a escuchar esto que se llama Edge of the Earth. Está de Beaches por acá en cabina. Vamos a escucharla. Regresamos con la traducción de todo esto tan importante que platicamos en la primera parte de la entrevista. Y a seguirle platicando ahora pues sobre el futuro, lo que viene también, que es muy importante. No le cambien, están en Ibero 90.9.
Estamos aquí con The Beaches en entrevista. Acabamos de platicar con ellas sobre su presentación en el Corona Capital. Nos decían que estaban muy emocionadas, que es su primera vez en México, no solo tocando, sino también visitando, y que han ocupado estos días para conocer nuevos lugares, explorar, pues, la gran cocina que tenemos por acá. Y
bueno, nos decían que... le empezábamos precisamente la entrevista preguntando si... Esas salidas, ese conocer a la gente, el ambiente, el cómo se vive, la cocina, etcétera, les ayudaba al momento en el que suben al escenario. Uh-huh. Si cambiaba esa manera en la que van a hacer el performance. Y dicen que es una pregunta interesante porque obviamente lo tienen todo planeado, pero sí te ayuda a ver qué tan emocionada está la gente. Y nos dicen que conocen a algunos fans que van a estar precisamente ahí en el show. Entonces, pues te ayuda a estar a lo mejor más motivada.
Sí.
Y después, pues platicamos un poquito acerca de por qué te tardaron tanto en venir a México. La banda tiene ya pues unos años, tiene más de 10 años también sucediendo, quizás hasta están rozando por ahí los 15, y no habían tenido la oportunidad porque decían no tenían también el apoyo quizás internacional que se debía en el momento, pero ahora que está la oportunidad, pues están muy emocionadas que sean el Corona Capital, porque han escuchado mucho con otros amigos músicos que pues han participado en el festival, y pues les están emocionadas por subirse.
Sí, también platicaba, bueno, les preguntaba que justo pues las personas o las chicas que estamos en nuestros 20s podemos sentirnos muy identificadas con las letras de sus canciones que hablan sobre relaciones, la vida en la ciudad, retomar tu poder. Y justo hay una canción en particular que se llama Lo que no te mata te hace paranoide. Y nos platicaban que después de pasar por una ruptura y que se recargaron mucho en la fiesta y en las salidas, que llega este momento al otro día que es como la cruda moral, que dices, maldita sea, ¿qué hice ayer? Entonces, ¿qué de eso esa canción? Y justo nos estaban platicando que creen que el mejor consejo que le podrían dar a alguien que está pasando por una ruptura es sublimarlo en arte, escribiendo y, por supuesto, en compañía de amigas.
Eso es lo más importante. Y bueno, pues vamos a seguir con la entrevista por
continuemos.
Acá. Yeah, that was the quick translation.
Yeah. We lied. I could kind of follow along what you were talking about, when you're talking about her at the party. There were certain words I recognized in the it was cool.
Fiesta.
Of course.
We lied a lot.
We know fiesta. It's just all a lie.
It's all a lie.
We want to know about how do you prepare, or how do you girls prepare for a show? Did you practice a lot? Did you have a set list, or did you improvise? How is a show of the Beaches? Because here in Mexico,
our shows are a lot of fun, but we've been on tour for like the last year and a half, so we've been like practicing every day doing that.
In the concerts.
But for this set, I think we're only playing for like half an hour, so it's going to be like mainly all of our like hits all together. Mm-hmm. Very quick transitions. A festival show is always like a little bit more challenging. You have to kind of win the crowd over, especially in a place where people don't know you and English isn't the first language. Definitely have to bring our A game. And it'll be a lot of fun. I think if you haven't seen us and you want to see something different, definitely come to our set.
Yeah, and also the music is a universal language.
Totally,
maybe people don't understand the words, but we can feel
there's
the vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
We
exactly.
can
yeah.
dance the songs.
I mean, we yeah. found that. We played a really big festival in Belgium called Rock Wechter, and we had like 40,000 people singing along, even though I don't think they knew the words, a lot of them, but it's amazing. Music is so universal.
Yeah, my favorite song from my childhood, I just sing like wash, wash, wash.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Like, feeling all.
Yeah. yeah. Washa,
washando las rolas.
That's how we say it. Like, when you don't know the words, maybe it's like the watermelon, watermelon, watermelon.
yeah.
And
works.
Also, your sound combines elements of rock, pop, punk. How did you land on this style, and what influences have shaped your music the most?
Yeah, I think with our most recent release with Blame My Ex, we stumbled upon this really kind of fun sort of 80s type sound mm-hmm. that we found really worked really well. And the first one that we wrote, and we like to call it kind of like our North Star, was Everything Is Boring. And we found that that sound, just and combined with Jordan's voice, it was just very cohesive and it worked really well. So we were inspired by a lot of 80s bands for that, like, you know, like The Cure and Joy Division and stuff like that. We were playing that all the time in the studio, and it just translated really well on the record. And I think also now, like, people are kind of hungry for a nostalgic type of sound, because there's a lot of just overly produced stuff out there.
The
right
90s
now.
Are so back.
Yeah, it's back. So we tried to emulate a little bit of that nostalgia in the songs.
I think
well.
Also, like, I love, like, new wave music. Like, it's probably mm-hmm. my thing I was raised on. And to me, it's like a music that feels both happy and sad. Like my favorite songs are songs about heartbreak that you can dance to.
Yeah.
Which, well, I know I was going through a heartbreak, so we were listening to a lot of that sort of music while we were writing it.
So would you say that you are a better writer when you are sad or when you are happy?
Unfortunately.
Sad, yeah.
I'm finding that, yeah. But that's okay. If anyone knows any, like, problematic people they want to set me up with.
Oh, my God.
No. Go change
From
that.
No, I know. Well, you know, that's kind of what this new record that we're working on is going to be about. It's sort of, I'm in a new relationship right now, and it has its flaws, but it's definitely been interesting sort of learning to be more introspective and learning, like, that's what Takes One to Know One is about. It's sort of, you know, learning to take accountability for your own actions and the own sort of destructive patterns that you make again and again and again in your life.
Yeah, and I think only those who can delve into their pain can grow a garden from it.
Mm-hmm.
So true. That's beautiful.
Yeah. I hope so.
And if you could collaborate with any artist, who would it be and why?
I think it would be super cool to do something with Chapel Roan, because she's doing so well. She's really cool. And I think there would be a lot of crossover, I feel like, in our fan bases. But
I would do something with Billy and Phineas. Like, I just, the last Billy record was so beautiful.
It was.
And I think it would be really interesting to write with.
That would be cool.
Another sibling duo.
Yeah.
I think it'd be cool to work with Boy Genius, even though they said they're not doing another record. It's it. Maybe get back together. Let's go.
Yeah. Maybe for the bitches collaboration.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing. Boy Genius. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Also, the Blame My Ex is an album from 2023, but you have these new songs, Jocelyn, that we talk about, mm-hmm. and also Takes One to Take...
To No One.
To No One, yeah. Mm-hmm. Takes One to No One. So these songs are from a new album. It's something coming soon. What can you spoiler us?
See. Yeah, we're working on a new album. I think it's going to come out sometime next year. It's been super fun so far. We definitely don't want to stray too much from, like, the sound sonically, but as Jordan was saying, I think this record's going to focus more on looking inward and, you know, having a little bit more accountability for our own actions, so, but still in a really fun way.
Okay.
fun party way, fiesta way.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, because we talk a lot about this thing that maybe the bands are getting a more mature sound with the time, and they have less distortion. You know? It's less aggressive every time. So we say that it's more mature.
Like when there's less distortion.
Okay. Okay.
When, when it's more clean, it's like more mature. So do you say that this new album is going to be more mature?
I don't think so. I think those two songs were a little bit more mature.
Okay. I love the
mature, the quote unquote. Yeah.
But we've written a bunch of rockers, and I think like definitely we want to have like a mix of being a little bit more sentimental, but also like keeping the party going, having a lot of fun, all that. A blend.
Yeah. We can taste a little bit of this new album in this show. Did you try some songs with the crowd just to see how the people react?
Yeah, we did that before we released Jocelyn and Takes One to Know One. We started playing it before they were released. And it was like interesting to see like how they would get into it. And then once we started teasing it on TikTok and social media, they would memorize all the parts that were online.
Yeah.
So people started to kind of know the song even before it was out. So obviously we knew that we were doing the right thing by having the crowd reaction be like that.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, what if we listen to another song?
Yeah, but we are running out of time. Oh. So this is it.
This is it. Well, my last question. Are you planning to come to Mexico City for a solo show?
Absolutely.
I think we will be doing that sometime soon, yeah.
Okay.
For sure. We love it here. Yeah, we love it.
Well, can't wait to see you this Friday.
Yeah.
And this was really fun, so thank you for coming to Ibero 99. No, sorry, 90.9.
Thank you. Muchas gracias.
Thank you so much for having us.
Which one would you like to play? Yeah. Another one.
Should we do Jocelyn or Blame Brat? I don't know.
You choose, Jordan. Pick one.
Let's do Jocelyn.
Jocelyn.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about that song, so we want to listen here. And see you this Friday. Enjoy the festival.
Thank you.
Let's talk really soon again.
Yes. I think we play at 3:30 on Friday. What stage?
Corona
Cero.
Corona Cero es el lugar donde van a poder presenciar la primera presentación de The Beaches en la Ciudad de México. Así que no se lo pueden perder para que lleguen temprano. Mm-hmm. Va a estar increíble y seguramente estará sonando esta canción que es de las más nuevas. Jocelyn, The Beaches en cabina. Thank you, girls.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gracias.
Para más conversaciones sobre las artistas que marcan la vanguardia musical, escucha Ibero 90.9. Abierto las 24 horas del día en el 90.9 del FM y en www.ibero909.fm. Si pasa otra cosa buena, les aviso por aquí y le damos un segundo aire. El guión y la voz de este episodio son de Daniel Maldonado y la postproducción de Ana Valencia, La Vampiresa. Hasta la próxima.
Más podcasts, música y radio en vivo en Ibero 99.fm.